Hi guys, this is Jenny. 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
This is a very tired Adam.
This is a very tired Adam. But actually, this topic today might be able to wake me up.
因为我们今天要讲的 topic 是
tired, being tired. Yeah, I don't know how the logic works here, but it's possible.
对，因为今天我们要跟大家分享这些词是很有意思的啊。So it's very exciting.
yeah, that's right.
讲到累啊，因为我们现代人的生活 ，we have so much to do, we have so many responsibilities.我想每一个人或多或少都会觉得非常的累，很疲劳。但是你是不是只知道 tired 这一个词来形容累呢
？No, of course not. Of course not. There's so many different kinds of tiredness in the world, and we're going to talk about a great deal of them.
好，那我们先从 tired 这个大家最熟悉的词说起。首先，它这个 I'm very tired、和就什么。Bored, boring, interested, interesting, 差不多是吗
Yeah, the logic is the same. You are tired because something is tiring. But tired, of course, is also a really special word because we are humans and we need to sleep. And our bodies tell us we don't actually need any tiring things to make us tired. We're going to get tired every day.
Yeah, naturally you get tired, right? 那这个词的发音是
Tired.
Tired. 不是 tired, 是 tired.然后呢它也可以作为一个动词使用。
Oh, yeah, something can tire you out.
对比如你做这个工作对吧 Your work can tire you out, or your kids can tire you out.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
Or your spouse.
Oh, jeez.
另一半 tire you
out. Jeez, other people complaining about their family, that can really tire people out.
那 tired 这个词本身呢可能你觉得啊用的太多了没什么新意。但是你可以在前面加一个词，哎，这个时候它就变得 very interesting.
Are you talking about dead or dog?
Both.
Both. Yeah, that's right. Because you can be dead tired or you can be dog tired.
对，这个 dead tired, dead 就是 to die 死掉嘛。
Right, but here we're not actually dying. We're just really, really tired.
这就很像我们说的累死了对不对、
right.
I'm dead tired.
Right.
Or 那个 dog tired 我也特别喜欢 dog 就是狗狗就累成狗、
Right, exactly. So we use both of them. Now, with the dead though, we don't really say I'm tired dead.We don't say that. We can say dead tired. However, we do say I'm tired to death of something.
Tired to death of should doing something, ma.
It could be doing. Right? So we've talked a few times before about the phrase, I'm sick of this, I'm tired of this,、right? I don't want to do it anymore.
对，就是厌倦的意思。
And you can put those together. You can say, I'm sick and tired of this. But we also say, I'm tired to death of、blah, blah, blah. So、maybe if you're a student, you're tired to death of doing your homework.
Oh, you're tired to death of feeling tired.
Yeah, people always say that. Yeah, I'm just so tired of being tired.
对对。好，那看完这个词以后啊 let's move on to some other great expressions.
Okay, how about exhausted?
Oh, I really like this one.这个就是 native speakers 我觉得可能用的比 tired 更多。
Oh, yeah, exactly. Especially us young, exhausted people.
So, exhausted...means very, very tired.
Right. It means there's nothing left. Like if something has been exhausted, it's been completely used.
Oh, 就是精疲力尽的这个意思啊。
Right. Now, also the important thing to remember here is that when we say we're exhausted, we kind of make that middle vowel or those two vowels, A-U, stretch out.I'm exhausted.
对你要强调自己非常非常累。
Oh, I'm exhausted. What time's dinner? I'm exhausted.
好那接下来呢我们要跟大家分享几个小短语啊他们都包括了 out 这个介词。
That's right. And you can kind of understand why, right? Because again, all of the energy is
out
of you.
对
you don't have anything inside. So if we say you're worn out, That just means there's just nothing left.
对 worn out, 这个 worn 就是 W-O-R-N.
Right, now when we say that other things in life are worn out, we're usually talking about like our shoes. If you wear your shoes too much, then, you know, they'll start to just fall apart.
对就是一个东西用的太多都坏了也可以用 worn out.那当然人精力用太多 you can be worn out as well.
Sure, exactly, exactly. You can also be burnt out.
哦、oh, 这个词是这两年的一个 buzzword.
Yeah.
是吧是这两年常常用来形容现代人哎呀工作太忙太累、mm. social life 也很累家庭生活也很累、mm, hence、
right.
you are burnt out.
That's right, that's right.
那 burnt out 这个 burnt 就是 to burn、
嗯、
燃烧那都燃尽了对不对、
嗯、
I'm burnt out 或者它的一个名词这两年也很流行啊叫 burnout
burnout right
many people are suffering from burnout
right
嗯，好那最后和 out 有关的一个说法呢是
tapped out
这个说法是前两天我的一个朋友他带小孩然后他 每次礼拜一上班他就说 Oh, I'm so tapped out 就周末跟小孩玩带小孩、mm. 说比上班还要累
Yeah, that sounds pretty tiring
对 you can say I'm tapped out、而且 tapped out 你可能玩得太累了可以说 I'm tapped out
Yeah, true、same with worn out Like, hey guys, it's been a fun night I'm kind of worn out、
mm.
You probably wouldn't say Hey guys, I'm kind of
burnt out 对 burnt out 一般是工作啊什么或者让你很心累的东西
Right、Now of course, if you do need an excuse to not go do something because you're tired You can say, you know, I'm kind of burnt out lately、mm. I need to rest
Right 好那刚刚我说到心累这也是这两年中国的一个流行词一个 buzzword
嗯、mm.
心是 heart 嘛一个东西心累 Adam 你能体会那个感觉吗
I don't know
我觉得这个就更像 saying something is very exhausting、mm. or something is taking a toll on you
Yeah maybe you could even say it's very taxing
Oh that's right 诶这个词很有意思啊 taxing 就是 T-A-X ing tax、mm. 税对不对、
right.
所以一样东西很 taxing 的话就好像它要让你交税一样
yeah it instead of taking your money it takes your energy
对就是让你很心累对不对、mm. oh this thing is so taxing
right
或者 it's very consuming、
mm, right
to consume 我们知道是消费、
mm.
这个意思但一件东西也可以很消耗你对不对很消磨你 it can be very consuming
right we should say one thing about consuming though is that like a book can also be consuming、
oh,
right so this one's not always so negative it can be work can be consuming relationships can be consuming but you know a good moviecan also be consuming.
如果你说一个 good movie 或者 good book consuming, 意思是它比较深奥吗?
It's just, I'm there, I can't leave it.、Mm. It's consumed my attention.
Okay, okay, got it. 好,那接着这个词有点像是 very demanding.、
Mm.
Yeah, your job can be very demanding.
Your boss can be demanding.
Right?、你是说我吗
No
Relationships can be demanding To demand 是要求、
嗯、
那如果一件事情或者一个人 very demanding 就是他会对你要求很多然后会让你很累或者很心累
Right, exactly People have demanding schedules And one of the reasons they have demanding schedules Is because they are always in the grind
Oh, the grind. 你是不是想说 grinding?
Well, the grind is very grinding.
Oh, the grind 就是
The grind is getting up and going to work.
Oh, 就是每天朝九晚五重复这个很累的生活、啊、
Right, right, right. So that type of life is a life that many of us live, and it's very grinding.
Or grueling.
It is grueling as well.
Or draining.
Oh, it's all of these things.
Draining 就是把一个东西吸干、
mm.
那 draining 和那个 exhausting 意思也很像对不对
Yeah, you're just taking everything out
Right, 把你的 energy 都吸干了啊。好所以前面看的这一组以 ing 结尾的呢其实我们用起来都是说一件事情或者一个人很怎么怎么 ing 那你自己很累就不能说 Oh, I'm very taxing
Yeah, because if that were the case, then you are the person that
you're the problem.
Yeah, you're the problem, exactly. Now, we can't really use that with all these words, though.
Mm,
We can use it with taxing. We can use it with exhausting. Probably draining is okay. I'm drained. But you wouldn't say I'm grueled.
对
I'm demanded.
其实我一直觉得录音啊，我们的 recording 这项工作 it's very consuming.
嗯哼，
因为它就是会把我们的 energy, 你的脑力啊，然后你的这个 emotions, 情绪，对不对，都就会消耗我们的情绪。虽然我们录一个音可能20分钟，但是 I always feel like 就好像在 treadmill 上跑了30分钟一样。
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I've always really enjoyed it. And of course, it's not exactly coal mining. So, I mean, the only time that it gets a little bit more demanding is really when there's a holiday coming up. And we just have to do a lot of things before the holiday. But it's not grinding. It's not grueling.
是是是。所以这些词它还是有一些细微的区别啊，意思上。好，那今天我们最后要跟大家分享的这个词啊，是如果想到疲劳或者疲惫，英语里有一个比较正式的说法，是吧
？Fatigue.
Fatigue.
It has nothing to do with fat.
It has everything to do with being tired.
Right, exactly.
Fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird spelling.But it's a great word, fatigue. But this is more of like a medical word.
Oh,
suffer from fatigue.
对，就日常口语我们很少说。Oh, I 可以说 I feel fatigued 吗
？I fatigued. You can say、oh, I feel fatigued.
But no one would really say it.
Right. It's something that a doctor is going to
对
talk to you about. Or if you turn on the television, you will see a commercial for Are you suffering from fatigue? Try this medicine.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。I did feel like it kind of lifted my spirits up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
因为每一次我觉得分享了一个有用有趣的话题，不管 recording 的过程有多 consuming 啊，多消耗精力，最后我们的心里还是非常快乐的。
That's right. Maybe you were feeling burnt out before, but now the fire has been relit.
你学习英语的火焰又重新燃烧起来了。好，希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。那之后你想听到什么话题呢？也可以在留言里跟我们。分享，当然开言英语除了我们的双语脱口秀，还有一个完整的会员课程库，会帮大家更加有步骤、更加科学的学习提升英语。所以非常欢迎你下载开言英语的 app 先免费试用。Okay, thank you for listening, guys. Don't get burnt out. 休息的时候还是要好好休息。And we'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.